And thank the angels that we know that we were able to rearrange this on such short notice. Tony Furtado, welcome by phone to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I have to blame
good
the...
Good to be there.
It's good to be, yeah, here and there both times. Isn't technology wonderful? I have to blame my first question on technology from Wikipedia. Is it true that you made your first banjo from common household objects?
I did. When I was in sixth grade, I had to do a report on a musical instrument, and you had to make that instrument out of household items. So I just dreamt up taking a pie tin, gluing some paper onto the pie tin. I painted it with latex paints and put it in the oven to flash dry it, you know, and that would stretch it, and put a stick on it with rubber bands for frets and fishing string. And I tuned all the notes, all the strings to one note because I didn't know any better. You couldn't really play it, but you could kind of make noise on it. It was like a glorified noisemaker.
I am impressed that you took the trouble of adding the white face and the latex paint. You're clearly...
Well, I did that because at the time I was really into making balsa wood airplanes. Not from kits either. I would actually make them from scratch.
So you had pro skills already.
My dad had taught me about that.
Brilliant.
What's that?
I said you had pro skills already.
I had some sort of skills. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, you picked up the real banjo after that and got acclaim by the time you were 19. Since then, you've become a slide guitar maestro and a singer and a songwriter, and I'm wondering if there are, you know, more horizons that you're going to, or more borders you're going to cross and add to your musical life.
Well, I just crossed one horizon. I wasn't sure what ever happened. My wife, Stephanie Schneiderman, and I had a baby. So that was quite the horizon. He's almost 2 months old now, and his name's Liam. And so he's probably our best project yet, I think.
Yeah. A collaboration effort.
Yeah, collaborative effort, exactly.
So is there going to be a children's album in the works, do you think? Are you singing to him yet?
I don't know. I don't know if I have that in me. We'll see.
Just you wait. You'll start singing songs to the baby in no time. Your most recent solo album, well, Stephanie is actually singing backup on it, is this Live at Mississippi Studios release. What is it about live albums that makes them so much better, more lifelike, I think, than the studio?
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, for me, there's something else that happens on stage than what happens in the studio, you know. On stage, you've got the energy of what's going on between the band and the audience, and then that energy goes right back to the band. You know, and it's like this constant swirl and feeding off of this this energy that's, I mean, I hate to say it sounds so metaphysical, but it's true. You know, it gets into this amazing zone if the show's going good, that is. If it's going bad, it's the opposite effect.
Feedback works both ways.
Yeah, when it's going good, you know, there's nothing like it. And so with a live album, it's captured with really good audio. And this time, actually, my newest was a live DVD shot by a really great film company down here, up here in Portland, called Devious Goldfish. And I think it was just captured great. You know, it was something we did 1 year ago, almost exactly 1 year ago. Tomorrow it'll be 1 year. And we repeated the thing last night. It's going to be a yearly event at in Portland. We did it last night, had a great crowd, you know, and we're bringing some of that to Eugene tonight. So there's a few of us coming down, and Stephanie's going to open the show, and, you know, a lot of the same folks playing.
The last time you two were on the Saturday Cafe, it was kind of reversed. It was Stephanie's show, and you were, I don't know, remember if you were opening or you were in her band. It was about 8 years ago, I think. And
Oh, wow.
So
I don't remember.
Yeah, it would have been about 2004, I believe.
Wow. Okay, I vaguely remember. I think, it was a show possibly at Sam Bond.
I think that's right.
That's what it was.
I was wondering, since you both have musical careers and they're very divergent, you know, how hard is that to work?
You know, it's tricky. I mean, I think it's going to be trickier now, you know, that we have the baby. But in the past, we do our own things, and sometimes we come together and combine our shows. And sometimes if she's doing a show in town, I'll come sit in on hers, and vice versa, you know, like last night. And I think more and more we're probably eventually going to have a project together, and I think that would be a lot of fun to kind of work that out and come up with some songs for that.
Well, this current project has the both of you singing on it. There's some lovely harmonies.
Sure. You know what I mean. I think much more of a collaborative effort in the future would be great. You know, in her new album, Live at the Old Church, I'm actually playing on it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm playing some baritone ukulele on it. And that was a lot of fun. So we involve ourselves in each other's projects, but I think sometime in the future there will be a much more collaborative effort, I think.
Well, I was bringing that up because I noticed that one of the songs on this album is written by both of you too. Can you tell us a little about Hurtin' on My Right Side?
Oh yeah, that originally was on an album I put out called 13. And it was inspired by and stolen from an old traditional work song. We just kind of took some of the lyrics and added a couple of things to it, and created like a rockin' work song, I guess you could say.
It's definitely rockin' out, and we're going to hear it now on the Saturday Cafe. There is a field holler for the new millennium, Hurtin' in My Right Side, Tony Furtado and Stephanie Schneiderman. My guest today on the Saturday Cafe is Tony. And I've been wanting to ask you about this for a long time because I'm a sculptor and ceramic artist, and I didn't realize that you were a sculptor too until I saw that you had included some of your sculptures as pledge premiums on the Kickstarter campaign to fund this. What kind of work do you do?
It's stuff largely inspired by, I guess, nature and industry. I like to, create animals and create different, constructions, like abstract things that sometimes involve the animals, sometimes don't. I tend to not glaze them. I tend to coat my pieces with a metal kind of coating. It's hard to explain, but it actually has the look and feel of bronze.
Yeah, it's a powder.
I started off actually sculpting when I first got a banjo, when, you know, I was 11 or 12, and I took it kind of seriously up until a couple years into college. I had the opportunity to study with Clayton Bailey, but I bailed because it would have been night courses for me, and I instead decided to hit the road with bands and quit college. And so up until about 5 or 6 years ago, no, it was about 6 years ago, I got a studio up here in Portland and just dove back in and started teaching myself everything I didn't learn. And so I got a nice studio up here and a kiln, and I do my thing. I'm actually part of a ceramic art show, sale thing, pop-up, whatever you call it, up here in Portland called Mud, Sweat, and Cheers. My first actual thing to be part of. So other than anything that's been involved with my studio that I'm part of.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie has a new live album out too. Tell us a little bit about her project.
Oh God, her project is so amazing. I was so lucky to be able to be part of that too. She recorded at the Live Church, the old church here in Portland. Hey, you know what? Hold on one second. She's right here. I'm going to pass the phone to her because I'd love her to tell I
would love to have her here.
Hello?
Stephanie Schneiderman, welcome back to the Saturday Cafe. It's been a good 8 years since you were here last.
Has it really been that long?
It has indeed. And and in that time, you've sort of drifted off into the hip-hop singer-songwriter, and now you're coming back into my bailiwick with this new album, which
I've been enjoying a lot. A few different things.
Tell us about Live at the Old Church.
For a couple of years, I was working with this producer in Portland named Keith Schreiner, and he comes from the world of trip-hop and electronic bass and drums, sort of that ambient, textured production, and it was a really interesting departure for me from where I originated from, the roots and chamber music. And so this most recent album, Live at the Old Church, features a lot of the same songs that I've done in that electronic format, but totally stripped down and raw, and the way I wrote them, either on acoustic guitar or piano. And then I had a string section backing me up, this wonderful group of musicians that go by the name of 45th Parallel, and a whole 8-person choir. It was really fun.
Well, it's a wonderful album. I've only dipped into it lightly so far, but I want to listen to more.
Well, thank you. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it. It's been fun to just explore. You know, I studied chamber music in college, and so it was really fun to bring those elements back into, you know, I love the texture of voice and guitar with strings, and then the choir added a lot of depth, and it was really, really fun.
It must be wonderful to be able to incorporate sort of all of your musical sides into something at once.
Well, you know, one thing that was interesting is when I kind of went into the world of trip-hop and electronic bass and drums, I would change my songs quite a bit from where they originated from. So I would sometimes make songs more modal and then let the production grow the song versus the key change or that growing the song dynamically. And it was interesting, and it would bring a different kind of melody to the mix, because I would have to make the melody work a little bit harder in a way. And it worked really well in that format, so it was kind of nerve-wracking to see how the songs would stand again, once again, just on their own, totally raw. And I kind of picked and chose the songs that I thought would stand the best. And it's always a true testament to a song that it can stand in a few different genres, and that it can stand totally alone. And so it was fun to kind of test them and see how they did, you know.
So did you revert to the original melody as written, or did you make the choir sing the modal trip-hop
song? I kind of did a combination. Some stuff I would bring back a little bit to the way it was originally written, and then once in a while I use a loop pedal, and so I had the choir create, like, loops vocally, you know, instead of using the pedal on my own. And so I did do a little bit of both.
I understand you're also possibly going to be reviving one of your other projects, that Dirty Martini may be making a resurrection.
That's right, yeah. We are in conversation about putting out a new EP this year, and we're kind of all writing songs, you know, with that in mind, and going to be doing a few more shows together. And we kind of drift away into our own projects, but we always tend to come back together. I love those girls, and that's good. It's a big love fest.
What are we going to be hearing tonight at Cosmic Pizza down here in Eugene?
So I'm going to be playing mostly songs from Live at the Old Church. I have yet to bring that down to Eugene, so this will be my release for that album, opening for Tony. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be doing a lot of songs from that album. You want, like, specific songs?
No,
I'll be on acoustic guitar mostly. And I will have my loop pedal, so I'll do a little bit of that. But it's going to be just pretty stripped down, and it's really simple.
And
I'm excited about.
Then you'll be singing harmonies and backing with Tony on his part of the
exactly,
show?
Exactly, yeah. And now that I've been, you know, in an altered universe for the last couple months, this is kind of my first weekend back out in the game of music and feeling out, okay, now what does it feel like to be a musician, get up on stage? And
what does it feel like to be able to reach my guitar again?
I know. Well, I had to put it on the side. I had to play on the side. Side guitar, not slide guitar.
Sweet.
So for a while, because I was so big in front.
Well, we're going to end the interview today with something from your Live at the Old Church album. And Tony actually told me that you'd covered a John Prine song. Tell us.
Oh, that's great. Okay, awesome. You know, I would say, because that one's not recorded in the same way, it's more of a sing-along. And so it doesn't have the, if you wanted to choose one, I think Rubber Teardrop would be a really nice one. It features Tony on the baritone uke, as well as a wonderful Irish flute player named Hans Araki. I don't know, are you familiar with Hans Araki?
Hans has been on my show multiple times. He's a buddy.
Beautiful version. It's a really nice kind of sweet lullaby song about robot love.
I will play it then just for you. Thank you so much, and thank Tony for me. It's wonderful having you, however we managed it.
And yeah, exactly. We're really sorry it didn't work out to come down there, but thanks so much, and great talking to you.
Stephanie Schneiderman and Tony Furtado will be performing tonight at Cosmic Pizza in Eugene. I'll have details in the folk calendar in just a moment. Here from her Live at the Old Church album is Rubber Teardrop.